Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Self-Reacquaintance. Thank you for joining me again. I am so thrilled you are here for today's conversation. We are now on episode number four. And I am, of course, your host, Zanele Mnguni. Self-Reacquaintance is a journey we are on of rediscovering and reacquainting with ourselves. In today's episode, we are going to talk about a very interesting topic, a topic that is called self-awareness, you know, being self-aware. And I believe that being self-aware is necessary, or it is central to truly understanding who we are and how we interact with the world. Self-awareness is not just a buzzword. I hear it often. You hear it left, right, and center, but it is not just a buzzword. It is definitely more than that. Self-awareness helps us understand our emotions, to recognize and acknowledge our strengths and weaknesses, and also, very importantly, it helps us navigate our relationships with others. Self-awareness is a critical component that leads us to living fulfilling lives. So in this episode, I'll share what self-awareness really means. I'll provide some examples, practical examples that we can relate to, and show you the benefits from the research of what self-awareness brings into your life. And also, like I always do, we will also check what the Bible says about being self-aware. So join me as we explore self-awareness. So the first question to ask is, what is it exactly? What is this self-awareness that everyone is talking about? To answer that, I'll say at its core, self-awareness is the ability to recognize and understand one's own thoughts, feelings and emotions, as well as values. It's about truly knowing who you are at your core and how you fit into the world around you. When you have this kind of knowledge about yourself, you don't need the next person to tell you who you are. Nope, you don't. Also, you don't need validation from outside, because you are able to validate yourself. You are able to tell yourself and confirm to yourself who you are, right? So growing up, we had a class bully. I will call him a class bully because I don't know what else to call him. When I was in grade 7, we had a bully who was bullying the whole class. But his bullying was not like the traumatizing type of bullying. It was, at least for me, I'm going to speak for myself, it was not that traumatizing, but it was bullying nonetheless. So in grade 7, we had one teacher for all our subjects, right? And whenever the teacher would step out for whatever, for something, maybe go to the office or whatever that needed her attention, he, our bully, would either make us sing prison songs. Can you imagine? He would make us sing songs like I knew prison songs from that guy. Songs that I had never heard of. And okay, they were nice-ish, but yeah, I heard them from this guy. I don't know where he got them from because I was not that close with him to understand that. If it was not him making us sing, the whole class sing, it would be him drawing the images of how he views us on the chalkboard. So he will stand there and decide that I'm drawing Zanele and decide on how to draw me. So his view of me, that is what he's going to draw on the chalkboard. And he was a terrible boy. He was just a terrible human being. I won't talk a lot about others, the other drawings that he made on the chalkboard, drawings that I still remember so well, 25 years or so later. But I want to focus on just myself. I'm not sure why I'm remembering this so vividly. Maybe I was traumatized. I don't know. Maybe I was traumatized and I just don't know that I was traumatized. But anyways, my image was a girl with a big head and the most tiniest body. However, I am saying again, it wasn't traumatic for me because I already knew that I had a bigish head. It was a family thing, and it was accepted and talked about openly in the family that, hey, the heads are there, you know? There's also a joke about my uncle. Anyway, we'll talk about that some other day. But yes, there are heads, and we know that our heads are not small. But I grew up knowing that intelligent people had big heads. That's how I think my parents helped me understand why I have a big head or whatever. I don't know. But I grew up with that understanding that big heads are reserved only for people who are intelligent, because they need that extra room for all that intelligence. You know, they need space to contain all that intelligence. So what self-awareness did here for me was to help me not to be shocked or to be hurt when I saw him, the bully, drawing us on the board. Because I was like, yeah, I know that already. Not like the image, because I was not that tiny, not like his drawing, but I got what he was trying to communicate. And I was like, yeah, I know that. So what? His judgment of me didn't hurt me at all. It didn't affect my childhood. It didn't make it hard for me to go to school. I didn't feel like I'm bullied to a point where I'll be scared of going to school. It was like a so what type of a situation. Yes, it's that, and then what? But that is being self-aware. This is information I already know. Self-aware. Now, there are two primary types of awareness. One is internal and the other is external. So we are going to use the example that I gave of our class bully. The internal self-awareness and awareness involves a deep understanding of your own emotions, feelings, your own character, your motivations, etc. On the other hand, external self-awareness is about understanding how others perceive you, how the bully perceived me. I accepted that this is how he sees me and that it's okay. It is what it is. And that it is not at all my job to convince him to see me differently. And that if he should see me differently at any point, it will happen organically, following a natural process. I'm not going to do anything to try to convince him that actually my head is not that big. So it is imperative to know that both these types of self-awareness are essential for personal growth and healthy relationships with yourself and with other people. Now that we have set the foundation, let's break down what self-awareness entails. What does it entail? There are three main components. The emotional awareness. This is about recognizing and understanding your emotions, what you are currently feeling. Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you anxious or frustrated? What are you feeling? You need to understand these feelings, as this is the first step toward managing them, managing the feelings. If a person, for example, says to you now, you are fat, how are you going to feel? Or if they say, your breath stinks, you know, and they say it like that, your breath stinks, how does that make you feel? If it hurts, then there is work to be done there. It means you are not happy about your body size. Then it means it is you who needs to make changes that will give you different outcomes and ultimately make you happy. If it means changing the diet, going to the gym or joining a running club, whatever it is you who must put in the work so that what then they say to you doesn't affect you. For as long as it affects you, and especially in a negative way, it means you were not sure, or you were not comfortable, or you were not self-aware, or you are in denial of your situation. The issue of having a bad breath, how does it make you feel? Does it hurt your feelings? If it does, find out If it's just a once in a while type of a situation, it's just a bad breath now because maybe I ate something terrible. Or is it something more serious like halitosis? I don't know how to say this word, but halitosis, like, you know, the bad breath that comes from deep within your stomach. If it is that, then you need to get medical attention and sort it out. Understand how you are feeling about certain situations and then manage those feelings. But for you to manage the feelings, you must understand them. That is what the first component, which is what emotional awareness, right? I hope I'm making sense. The second one is self-reflection. You need to regularly assess your thoughts, your feelings, your actions. This allows you to gain insights into your behavior. Self-reflection is important. You know, I always talk about self-reflection because you need to go back to or revisit how you reacted in a particular situation and understand why you reacted in that way to begin with and where that feeling stemmed from. You can achieve that by doing self-reflection, introspection, just spending that time and trying to understand your feelings. Lastly, the last component is the perspective taking. I spoke some time ago in one of the episodes about the importance of getting feedback, right? This involves hearing and considering how others view you, how they perceive you. This is important because people's perceptions of you is their reality, is a reality in their lives. For them, it is a reality of how they view you. A good example that I found on Google is that if someone believes you are selfish, then they will assume that every word you say and everything you do is to benefit you and no one else, because they have decided and concluded that you are selfish. So whether this is true or not, it's their perception of you. So perspective taking is about being open to feedback. Remember, like I said in that episode, when I was saying I thought I was bad until I got feedback that was helping me to actually realize that I was not that bad, because that's what feedback does. So sometimes feedback is not comfortable, but you take it and it helps you to grow and to improve. You take that not as offense. You take it as feedback. And it is feedback that you must be able to take and reflect on. You take it, you welcome it, you consider it, and you see what to do with it. If it is true, you make changes. If you feel it is not true, you don't let it affect you. But it is perspective, their perspective. So we can work on and enhance our self-awareness by using tools like journaling. I've been talking about journaling in all episodes. Practice mindfulness. Seek feedback from trusted people, family members, your friends, your close colleagues, your church community. Get feedback whenever you are able to. And also spend time with God. I encourage this one. Spend time with God, getting to know Him more, because in turn, this will help you know yourself better. Amen and amen. Now, so I have few examples that are also serving as analogies, analogies to emphasize what we are talking about being self-aware. So there's this one about the mirror analogy. This one is easy to understand because it says self-awareness is like a mirror. Just as a mirror reflects our physical appearance, self-awareness reflects our inner thoughts and our inner emotions, right? It is you looking inwardly. When we look into a mirror, we see ourselves clearly. Similarly, self-awareness allows us to see ourselves inside ourselves clearly and see our true self. I like it. Another one is the popular one, the iceberg analogy. There's this very beautiful image. It's an old image that used to be somewhere on social media about an iceberg. Now, picture this. You picture an iceberg and you only see the small portion that is visible above the water. That is what the world sees. But the majority of the ice is actually lying beneath the surface. Again, our conscious thoughts and feelings are just a tip of the iceberg. Self-awareness helps us to dive even deeper, to go more deeper, to understanding the reasons and causes, the hidden parts of ourselves. I love this. I love it because it explains and sums it up so nicely that the world sees the surface, but the person, me, as Uzanele, I am deeper than that. We are interesting creatures. Very interesting. We are so much deeper and we have so much more to offer than we think. But we need self-awareness to help us to get to that place. So I said at the beginning that I will also show you the benefits of why it is important to be self-aware according to research. So there are so many benefits to being self-aware. I'm sure you know there are. Research shows us the actual benefits. One study suggests that self-aware people tend to have higher emotional intelligence. Simply put, these individuals are good at managing their emotions and understanding other people better. And this understanding often leads to improved decision-making and problem-solving skills. Furthermore, self-awareness improves relationships, right? It does. Self-awareness is about understanding ourselves better, which in turn helps us communicate more effectively, build stronger connections, to be able to build stronger relations. On this one about connections, though, the inverse is also true. Self-awareness helps you not waste time trying to build a connection where you shouldn't even be trying. It shows you. And it helps you to review your circle and to declutter while also putting more effort in those connections that you deem necessary and that you know are very important for you. So research indicates that self-aware people also demonstrate greater resilience and better coping strategies during challenging times. So why wouldn't you want to be self-aware? Just asking. So in this community, in our community, that this one that we are building here, we know that we always go back to what God is saying. Let me tell you, let you in on a little secret, or it's a big secret. The secret is that the Bible, guys, has all the answers there. The Bible has all the answers. The secret is out. Share it with other people so that they know that it has everything that you need. Everything. And it is very practical. You are able to apply it in your life. And you are able to read about a story that resonates with where you are in your life currently. So I again encourage all of us to spend a little more time with that book. It has so many answers that you are looking for. Trust me. Now, to be more serious. Okay, I was also serious, but now we are looking at the Bible. So the relevant verse that I liked, there are several, but we are going to look at this one. 1 Corinthians 11:28, where God says, everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. This verse encourages self-examination before partaking in communion. Now, we need to understand that communion is not only about breaking bread. It's also about building a personal relationship where feelings and thoughts are shared intimately with God. So he's saying you must also introspect, look, examine yourself and check if you're okay, and where you are not, repent and come right. So this practice of looking inward fosters spiritual growth and enhances our understanding of ourselves in relation to God and others. Another important verse, okay, the last one, is Proverbs 4:23, where it states, "Above all else, please guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." Now, someone said, your feelings lead to thoughts. Your thoughts then lead to your attitude. Your attitudes then lead to actions. Then your actions will either lead to your achievements or your failures. But it started with a feeling. So guard your heart. This scripture emphasizes the importance of self-reflection and understanding our motivations, right? I love it. Beautiful. All answers are there. But we move. Another important reason why we need to be self-aware is because it impacts on our surroundings. Being self-aware does not only benefit us as individuals, it also impacts our surroundings. Being self-aware helps us to positively influence our environments by fostering better interactions, resolving conflicts more effectively, and leading by example. Self-aware people often leaders. And honestly, or just how I think, we are all meant to be leading one or the other area of life. We are all meant to be leaders. Therefore, we all need to be self-aware. When you are self-aware as a leader, you are more likely to create supportive work or family environments. You encourage open communication. You inspire your family or your teams. So your self-awareness sets the tone for the entire household if it is in the family, or it sets the tone of the entire organization if it is at work, leading to a more harmonious home or a workplace. We always have practical steps, you know, in this community. After we have spoken and explored a theme or a topic, we then give each other practical steps of improving or changing behavior, right? So I've done this with all other episodes that you have listened to so far. They are repetitive because you may have had them in other episodes. But the practical and realistic steps to becoming more self-aware include trying to journal again, journaling, either on a daily basis, and if you feel that that is too much, maybe on a weekly basis. But this helps you track your thoughts and your feelings each day or in each week. It just helps you to go back and track, you know, how or what you were feeling. And then number two, you practice mindfulness and prayer. These practices, they will enhance your emotional awareness by encouraging you to focus on the present moment. And then you seek constructive feedback. We spoke about feedback. Ask people you trust for feedback on your behavior and how you come across to others. Some steps are there in the previous episodes, like I said. So start small and then gradually incorporate these practices into your daily life. Always remember that self-awareness is a journey. You're not meant to be perfect now. It is not a destination. It is a journey that you are on. It is not also about perfection, but it is about improving. In conclusion, by putting more effort into understanding ourselves, we can improve our decision-making, our emotional intelligence, and positively influence our surroundings. Please share your experiences, please, with me on social media or in the comments. I'd really love to hear how you are either applying these insights that we shared here in your life, or how you are how your journey looks like, your journey of self-awareness. Maybe it's not like this. It looks a bit different. Please share how that looks like. And then come back again, please, next time as we explore another facet of self-discovery. But until then, keep seeking a deeper knowledge and understanding of yourself. Thank you for listening again. So sad to be going now. But don't forget to subscribe and share this episode and download and share it with anyone who may be needing, who might benefit from it. See you next time. Stay blessed. Stay safe. God bless. Bye.